Frequency News.
A Frequency poll has found that 76% of UCLan students surveyed cannot live off their student loan after paying for their rent. 21 students responded to a post by Frequency via social networking site Facebook. UCLan student Sophia Mannings says after rent she has £5 left to live off and no other financial support. UCLan is badged consistently green after 5 years of strong ethical and environmental performance. It has been awarded a first-class degree in this year's People and Planet League. It is ranked 27 out of 151 universities and colleges around the country. Green Week, a university-wide environmental initiative, as I'm sure you've noticed, will be taking place this week to raise environmental awareness. A National Union for Students survey finds that the majority of students access porn to get information about sex. The survey published last Thursday includes 2,500 university students and school pupils. Of the students surveyed, 75% claimed that sex education at school is not practical and rated it fair, poor, or terrible. Speaking on the issue, campaigns officer Lucy Haig said, "I think no one should be turning to porn for sex education, as it isn't teaching them anything real about sex. Sex education should be taught by someone who has had training, and this should be implemented in primary schools and throughout each year in secondary school." Those are your top news stories. Over to Luke Williams with the sport.
Thanks, Isaac. In UCLan news, the Brooks Leagues got back underway this week, although many fixtures had to be cancelled due to the poor weather. There were, however, two games in the football. The seconds drew with Cumbria, whilst the men's thirds lost away to Salford 2-1. The seconds stay fourth in the Northern Division 4A, whilst the thirds stay third in 4C. It was mixed fortunes in the hockey. The men's seconds lost 7-2 to Manchester, leaving them rooted to the bottom of the table. The first team fared rather better, coming back from Cumbria with the spoils after a 3-2 victory. After the game, hockey correspondent Jack Wynne spoke to captain Matt Geldard.
What did you think of the performance, Matt?
I thought it was a good performance overall. First half we were a bit sloppy, we needed to take advantage of the wind and the weather, but we didn't. Going in at half time 1-1 didn't really reflect our performance, to be fair.
Yeah.
Should have been a couple goals ahead, but dug in the second half, facing the weather again, and everyone kept their position, held well, and we got away with the win, really, so top of the league now, and that's a good 3 points for us.
Yeah, we're being top of the table. Do you think there's a good chance of pushing for promotion this season?
I think there's a brilliant chance pushing for promotion if we keep playing the way we are, having our majority of our games at home now for the rest of the season. We've got a really good chance.
Also, a couple of players playing for sort of the first time. Alex Horrocks probably deserves a mention. A decent performance at the back.
Yeah, he had a great performance. Doesn't really play at the back very often, and didn't put one foot wrong today. Held his position well, made some important tackles, and got the ball moving quick when we asked him to, and didn't put a foot wrong. Couldn't ask any more of him.
This leaves the side right in the promotion picture at the top of the division. Now on to your national sport. In tennis, British number one Andy Murray was beaten by Novak Djokovic in the Australian Open final. The Brit was beaten by the world number one in four sets, 7-6, 6-7, 6-3, 6-love, as he claimed his fifth Australian Open title. Murray has now won only two of his eight major finals he has been in. In American sport now, the New England Patriots claimed their fifth Super Bowl, beating the Seattle Seahawks 28-24 in a dramatic game in Arizona. The Patriots had been behind 7-0 and 14-7 and 24-14. The Patriots became the first team in Super Bowl history to trail by double digits in the second half and still win.